So now we do our meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes. And with your eyes nicely closed. Start to bring your attention to your body. Remind yourself, this is meditation time. It's a time we put aside from all other activities, all planning and doing and running around. We put this aside for rest. So remember the purpose, for rest. Not to attain things, but to let go of things so we can become peaceful. Whenever you're striving for something, you'll always get tense. When you let go, you become peaceful. So purposefully letting go of all your past and future and coming home into your body. And the first thing I do when I become aware of my body is I realize there's few things I could adjust to make myself more comfortable. For me right now, my heel is pressing into my left leg, so I'm going to move my leg so everything is more comfortable. Please, you do so too. Move to get yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. Once your body is comfortable through moving, I now ask people to be aware of your body and see if you can make it more comfortable, more peaceful, just by learning how to focus and let go. There is something in your body I call the relaxation dial. Just like on a dashboard of a car, there's all these dials. So in your mind, in your body, there is all these dials. Please be aware, mindful, of how relaxed your body is, or how tense it is. And once you're aware of that dial, see what's necessary, see what you need to do, see what attitude of mind makes the dial move more and more to deep relaxation and away from tension. Maybe parts of your body are relaxed, but other parts aren't. They're irritating. They are painful. They are stressed. Just be aware. Awareness gives you the opportunity for feedback. And see with that awareness how to relax your own body. I have a little irritation in my throat. I'm focusing on it. You can see how the irritation gets worse or gets better. And I soon realize that fear makes it worse. Control makes it more irritating. Just letting it be, being kind, softens that irritation. And it relaxes. Once my throat is not irritating anymore, I can look at another part of my body which is tense and relax that too. And I learn from practice, sometimes just through trial and error, how to relax all parts of my body, scanning them for anything which is tense. My left knee is a bit tight, so I imagine it just sinking further into the cushion, letting go of holding on to both ends of anything and just letting, like an elastic band which was taut, which is stretched, letting it go on each end so it becomes loose. So I loosen up all of my body. And as I'm mindful of my body, when I learn how to relax it, I start to notice what I call the delight of relaxation. A pleasure in my body when everything is loose, comfortable and at ease. The same pleasure which people do go to Bali for. Lazing on the beach, doing nothing, the body relaxes. And you don't need to go to Bali and get stuck because of volcanic ash. Just come to Dhammaloka Center every Friday night. It's even better, much cheaper. So you relax your body to the max. Once the body is really deeply relaxed, then see if you can relax your mind. Don't tense up around anything. If there are any noises happen, just don't allow them to disturb the mind. Embrace them, accept them with kindness. Any thoughts come, just let them come, let them go. Because in your mind is another dial, another meter. I call it the peace meter. How peaceful is your mind? Or how agitated is it? On one level of that meter, one extreme is agitation. On the other extreme is stillness. It's a sign of how peaceful is your mind. See what you need to do to move that meter, that dial, more and more to peace and stillness and away from agitation. When you can be aware of how peaceful your mind is or isn't, that will give you feedback. And you realize that just letting things be, being in the moment, being kind to whatever you're experiencing right now, moves the peace dial more and more towards stillness. Planning, worrying, getting irritated just makes you more agitated. So you soon learn just how you respond to the world. It takes away your peace or develops deeper peace. From the mindfulness of how peaceful is your mind, you soon learn to let go. And all the thoughts and worries, if you're just symptoms, not causes, all those, they just get less and less and just vanish. As you can feel the peace growing inside. Just being here and embracing whatever you're experiencing, not fighting it, letting it be. And focusing the awareness on how peaceful your mind is, or how much work it is doing. It is quite natural as you develop a more peaceful mind to become aware of your breathing. It just comes up by itself, which is fine. You can focus on your breath, that breath happening right now, and let that take you into deeper states of peace. But the main thing you're aware of all the time is the peace in your mind. Opening up, letting go, not fighting. This moment will never come again. There's so much we can learn. We welcome every moment and let it go. If you are careful not to react, you'll notice your mind gets more and more peaceful. Until you feel, like in the body, the delight of a peaceful mind, the freedom of a mind which is becoming still. You just hear, that's all. Nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nowhere to go. Just coming home into this moment. Just being aware of how peaceful you are and developing that peace, that stillness of the mind. When the lake is still, there are no waves on the surface. When your mind is at peace, there are no thoughts. So, close to the end of the meditation, how peaceful are you? How much is the mind relaxed with the body? Relaxation means there's no tightness or tension or resistance. You're just being in the moment. There's no craving, no trying to get something or get rid of things, no wanting. All the causes for unpeace have gone. And the mind relaxes and goes into a deep state of peace, which is very delightful. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that is a signal to come out from your meditation. Very good. That's always really nice. So, if everyone gets themselves comfortable, usually wait for a minute or two for people to come in, go out, and then we can start the meditation. Start the talk, sorry. Yeah.